Monday night we're learning Shmaitza. Shmaitza Gimel, we're in the middle of Perek Gimel, Orli Yutes Ador. And the Shmaitza is, okay, we have a Shoichet that they caught. They gave him a test. I don't know what would happen if they pulled drivers off the road and gave them a driving test. They would also
probably half the people
would fail the test. Probably. But they don't do it. Why don't they do it? I don't know. I think they recognize you can't do that with Shechita. They recognize that the rules are just to get you to become a driver. All the rules of driving. But once you drive, they know people don't listen to the rules, but they know how to drive, so that compensates probably for not listening to the rules. I'm not talking about stopping by red light. I'm talking about, signaling, keep your hand on the wheel, stuff like that. My daughter just failed her first Israeli driving test. She took the test. She learned that Israel is set up that they have a vested interest almost in failing you.
Not almost.
So the first time, but so she failed. But what she do? She said, "Well, she did something pretty bad. It's like an almost automatic failure." Anyway, but the shaykhet they caught, they did a spot check and they caught him not knowing Hilchas Shechita. And so now what? So the Ramah says, if he had a Kabbalah, then you don't go back retroactively and passel anything. And if he didn't, then you do. The Taz does not like the Kula. The Taz claims we're dealing here with a Tarti L'Reyos, a situation similar to the Mikvah, and neither the Beis and Beis. And therefore, we should go back L'Mafreya and passel it. He points out, so then the Taz himself points out that based on another Gemara, Tarti L'Reyosa is used somewhat sparingly, is not as much of an across-the-board rule as you would think when you just learned Nida. So that's Tosis's three Terutzim when you say Tarti L'Reyosa and when you don't. But the Shoichet, the only... But according to the first two Terutzim, the Shoichet would have Tarti L'Reyosa designation. The Chosar V'Asoi thing, so also you forget little by little, so it's an ongoing process. It didn't just happen at one point in time. The second teretz was because there's nothing to be toilet. There's no reason. I think the only reason by the sakin and the nick in the sakin is because he played around with it and he was banging atzamos with it. But here there's no taliyah to make. There's no reason to say that it happened after the tefillah, more so than before the tefillah. There's no mitziyastika reason to say it happened then. Okay, but so then the Taz says, okay, maybe the Aguda, maybe they're going with the third teretz of Tosis that says really that we're dealing with a Sfek Sveka. We don't know when he forgot, and even if he forgot, maybe he shechted properly, just like and that's the pshat by the Sakin. That may be Rav Chista, maybe. But then Taz says, well, first of all, Sfek Sveka doesn't help a Mokam Acheska Sisser. The Shach himself rules that way. It doesn't help a Mokam Acheska Sisser. And here you have the Cheska's Einu Zvuch of the animal. That's first of all. And second of all, if the operative head there is Sfek Sveka, then we should paskin it helps even by Loi Shiber Boat Samos. Even if you didn't do anything special with the knife afterwards, but we do paskin that it's we only paskin like a chista by Shiber Brat Somos, so why would that chilik exist? Okay, the Shach answers the first question. We're not going into the whole cheshbon again, but the second question he leaves unanswered. The Shach in the Kudus HaKesef answers the question, but he doesn't answer the second question. How could it be Sfek Sveka? Sfek Sveka is even B'makom Cheskasissa. Yeah. So now Venire Anias Daiti. The Vade Shita
also, if you Sfek Sveka would work without a Kabbalah.
Okay, thank you. I thought, okay, good.
The third question.
Yeah, well, he is. Yeah. That's for sure. I mean, you don't get started if you're going to deal with the first two terutim of Tysus. So you have a tartel reyus situation. And indeed, do aguda lohevi el terutim basra shebetaisus shemitam svek sveko. When she calls of a taz, itak only brings that down. Okay, umashikoshul on the svek sveka in a moil from mokum cheskus iser. Nirel if you mashikos of a rambam bechovis mikam veilich sofek ayin sham. That right. Remember, although it would seem from the Gemara bepashtus that the title of reyusa creates vaday, not sofek. But Rav Shimon holds it creates Sofek. It's really Rav Shimon, and the Rama Paschus like that. Rather, the Shmites in the earlier Prokim said that Lamaskonos HaGemara there in Nida, the Gemara holds, that everybody holds like that. And the Vaday of the Gemara there is a special din by Tumah, because of the din of Sofek Vaday. But indeed, Taitel Reyosa in and of itself only creates Sofek. Everybody holds like that. Okay, the Shmaita is not addressing that now. He said in the previous program. Now he calls it that the Rama Pasuk is like Rav Shimon. It's really like Rav Shimon, the Taitel Reyosa, Lohavi Kavadai, Ella, the Sofek, right? And the Rama Pasuk is like Rav Shimon. Why am I Shikasati Perikalov? Okay, that's probably an allusion to the fact that in Perikalov he says that even the Chachamim hold like that, Lamaskonos HaGemara. Umishim Hochi, Heichod the Iko Svek Sveka Shaper Mahani, when this Tartil Reyes saw. By the Mikvah, there's no Svek Sveka. Here is a Svek, right? You're just specific when it became Chosser. Here is a Svek Sveka, because maybe he shechted properly anyway. Given the Neged, Cheskos Issa de Behema. So here, the Svek Sveka helps. Why? Because Kivan the Neged Cheskos Isser de Behema. His point is, you're left with a Sofek, not a Vaday. It doesn't have a din of Vaday, it has a din of Sofek. So when it has a din of Sofek, you really have two competing Chazok, as he points out. Mishmoch Echadik Svek Svek Ashaper Mahani, Kivan the Neged Cheskos Isser de Behema. Ikanami Cheskos Ashaychit, because he has a Kabbalah. Ramin and Hashtahu de Shakach, Lohavi el Sofek, right? Because Tartel Reyes is a Sofek, not a Vaday. Tavale Chazoka Neged Chazoka, okay. But one Sofek would be Osir, Sofek directs to the Chumro, but you have a Svek Sveka. Mishapimani Svek Sveka. So he's basically answering all the birds with one stone. He's saying if Tartel Reyes is a Sofek, so you have a Svek Sveka. Then you have competing chazokas knocking each other out of the box. Svek Sveka makes it mutter. And the chazoka, that's why you need the Kabbalah. Because that's what knocks the Cheskos Isser. That's what counteracts. The Cheskos Isser is the chazoka that he does know, that he has the Kabbalah. So that's why Svek Sveka comes to the rescue and says it's okay. So that's a pshat in the Ramah. So the bottom line pshat in the Ramah, according to this teretz, is okay. Number one, is essentially that he holds of Tosfos third teretz that by svek sveka you're not going to go with tartel reyusa, and the reason that's true, he really is explaining the third teretz of Tosfos, is even though svek sveka doesn't help against the cheskos iser. Right, and what difference does Kabbalah make? So he says, okay, it's because Tartel Reyes is only a Sofek, so Svek Sveka is beautiful, that's why Svek Sveka makes a mutter. Now you have a good question, that it's against the Cheskos Isser, because the animal is Becheskos Ein Zvucha, and that's where the Kabbalah comes into play, that you have something counteracting that Chazaka. So everything works out at the end, and that's very nice. Okay, so the bottom line is that the pshat is the third teretz of Tosfos, Svek Sveka. It works, but welcome Tartel Reyes, because Tartel Reyes does not present you with a Vaday, it presents you with a Sofek. So if it presents you with a Sofek, then Svek Sveka is mutter. Sofek is takosim anyway, because you have to go to Chumrah. But Svek Sveka is mutter. Aye, Svek Sveka, but welcome Cheskos Isser. So you have a counteracting force of the Cheskos Heter because of the Kabbalah. That's how you can understand the Ramah from the Taz's kashas on him. Now the Shmaitzer goes further, and he's going to allow Tartil Reyoso to be a Vadai, and not like the Rambam, and not like he said in Perek Aleph, well, not like the Rambam. In Perek Aleph, he just said that you don't have to say the Rambam is possibly like Rav Shimon. You can have an interpretation of the Gemara that Rabbanon are also Moide, that Tartil Reyoso only makes a Suffolk. But this, it's still only the Rambam. It's still only the Rambam. The other Rishonim hold that Tartil Reyoso is a Vadai, at least according to Tanna Kamma. So now he wants to explain the Ramah, even according to those Rishonim. Mir, Nira. The Afila Lashitas Atoisus Naharashba. The Tartil Reyoso Choshev Kvadai. Varehu Kechazoka Vadois. I'm not sure what that lotion is, doesn't matter. It's Vadai. And it's a din of a Vadai, not a din of a Safek. Mikomukom Nira de Bezem Mahani Svek Sveka. How could that be? How could that be? Vimasha goes of a Kshach, Bekole Svek Sveka, Vizela Shono. We actually had this in Shmaitza Aleph. We didn't understand it then, we're not going to understand it now. I mean, I didn't. That Mikomukom Hechadika Svek Sveka. If you have a triple header, Svek Svek Sveika, three Tzadim of Heter, Vadei Deshari, even against the Cheskos Isser. Even a Svek Sveika does not help a Mokom Cheskos Isser, but a triple Sufik does. Because his, the mechanics is as follows. The first Sufik becomes, because of the Cheskos Isser, becomes like a Vadai. In other words, that's what it means. It becomes Gufay Shalisser. The Lo Yayel Gufay Shalisser becomes Gufay Shalisser. It doesn't remain also Misofik anymore with the din of Sofik Dereis of the Chumra. You have a Cheskos Isser. So there's a plaque that it's Vadai, that it's also. I mean, we know that Chazaka allows you to give Skila to someone. If they are an Eishas Ish, with a Cheskos Eishas Ish, you'll give skila to the person boiled her just based on chazaka. So we know it's a heavy duty vadai. But what the shach is mechadesh, what we didn't understand, is that the chazaka is now used up. The chazaka is, you can't use it again and again and again. So as you deal with each suffix, so the first suffix uses up the power of chazaka. So if you have three sveikas, what you essentially have is now you have a svek sveika. Notice the first suffik becomes what he calls gufo shel iser with the shach. Klole svek sveika. Calls it gufo shel iser, meaning it's not just usr lechumra, it's usr. The chazaka paskin, it's usr. But that's it. The chazaka paskin's the suffik. It doesn't paskin that the zach is usr to eat. I'm trying to. In Paskin's ois the suffix. Chazaka's a dinin. If I wanted to use Lomdisha terms, I'd say the chazaka's a psak in Hilchus Fakus. It's a rule of how to deal with a suffix. So it deals with the suffix. So you have this suffix, whatever it is, the first suffix. So the chazaka Paskin is that you look at the chumra tzad, or at Paskin's ois, that you assume that the chumra tzad is true. Okay, but now you have a svek sveika. Now you have the Svek Sveika that creates more Svekas, and they are mat to the object. That's the Shach's rule. The Fimash goes of a Shach, Bekloli Svek Sveika, is a Lashon, and become a Komechadika Svek Sveika, Beloya Sofik Arishon, meaning a triple Sofik, right? Without the first Sofik is a Sofik Sveika. Badei Deshari, that does help against the Chazaka. Why? The Lo Yehel Gufa Shalisser, because we treat it that it's Gufa Shalisser, and there's a Svek Sveika about the Gufa Shalisser. The Mutter is Svek Sveika. V'chulu, okay. V'chein Mashma B'chumas HaRajba She'en Vesi Le'el the Svek Sveika of the Cheskos Isser Le'gora Mi Gufa Shalisser. There's no worse. that a svek sveiko about something that ostensibly is asur, but then if there's a svek sveiko about it, so it's mutter. V'poshet b'einai ad kan l'shono. The kids are klolim because of his lashono. Dover sheish lacheskas iser. Avul b'sheish b'sfek sfek gomor areza osur. Shrei b'sofik arishon onu mamidim also al cheskas o cheskas iser. Im kain ein kan elo sofik iser echad. Which you go lachumra about. How you can sholosh sfekas mutter. Sha'afim tamidenu al cheskas o cheskas iser. Yesh kan svek svek. No, the cheskas iser is poil in the suffix, not on the object. Shalom. Yeah, ani bemsa shiur. Bivakasha ani et kasher elecha ot et kasher elai shuv achrei shoa achad asrei. Umocha babonger. Emzad dachuf. Okay. Okay. Oh, that depends who it is, this person after. Ken? Yesh hafrada, ani mishay sheyesh hafrada sham bein nashim legvarim. No. הוא יושב שם ואוכל כל הסעודה. אולי זה לא כדאי. מותר ללך, להנות קצת, לרקוד, לומר מזל טוב, לא להיות אורח שלה. זה באבן עזר בהלוכס, בתחילת אבן עזר, הודות לגור בשכונה. שם זה, כן. Okay. Okay, someone he's talking about himself. He's a gorish. If he's allowed to go, I know his son's engaged. So Mustama does a Sheva Brachas. We're married already, I don't know. So his former wife is making, I guess, a Sheva Brachas, or maybe the Chasana. So I don't know if he's allowed to go. In Shulchan Aruch there are harchokos that are made between a divorced couple. There's certain archokas. We don't want them to become too familiar with each other again. If they want to go out on a date and remarry each other, that's fine. But in the course of life, like where they live, so there's really halachas. There's a case here. The case here, you know, Bobo. Bobo, you know Bobo. You know Bobo?
Yeah.
Bobo, so he's divorced. So he lives a little too near his wife. It's hard to tushtel, because the Gemara's, the I don't know, not the social structure, the structure of neighborhoods and buildings were different. So it's very hard to make a tushtel. The Gemara says they can't live in the same shchuna, or they can't live in the same chotzer, but they can't live in the same, like, it's very hard. He lives around the corner from her. Sort of Goldstein. What? Xera that they'll become familiar with each other and they'll do things that are not appropriate.
Yeah, but when it comes
so to if he wants to date her, he can date her, you know.
That's, when it comes to kids, the common kids that they've had together.
It's very hard. Believe me, I was on the best, and it could create a problem. Not a problem. There has to be rules when they drop off the kids and pick up the kids when they come in for Shabbos, making a visitation. The Besdin really is supposed to set up. That's already an extrapolation. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about that. What I just said is also an extrapolation. Not to be a guest at her Seuda is not really in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's an extrapolation that the Achronim assume. Again, you want to avoid familiarity. You want to avoid casual, like, you know, you shouldn't give her a ride, for example. There's certain things that are not in Shulchan Aruch, but it became accepted, it's in the Achronim, to avoid casual friendship, I guess I'll call it. So this is, I told him, you know, he wants to go now and be by the whole Suda, I don't know exactly what it is, maybe it's a Sheva Brachas, I don't know. So I thought he just wanted to go. I said, you could go. And it's Hafradah. That's why I asked him if this Hafradah, but he wouldn't even see his former wife. But to be mamish a guest at a party she's throwing, I don't know. But attacked by visitation, they set up rules. So they're not listened to. It's like, you know who he is. He found it very hard. He found like the perfect apartment. The problem is it's like around the corner from his former wife. So, you know, technically, it's very hard to, or Goldstein pressured him a lot to move. But, you know, it's very hard to extrapolate from the Gemara's tzura of living to ours, you know, with buildings. And, like, if someone would say to live in the same building, I'd say for sure that's also, you know, to live in the same building, she's on the fourth floor, you're on the second floor, you know, you share the same lobby. If it would be like, by me, you know, I'm Klisa Protis. You would never necessarily bump into each other. I'd say better not, you know, but once you're around the corner, a different building, a building next door is also, you share the same space. Anyway, so that's what this is about. I guess if you said it's an emergency, it depends who's calling. I can get a call, it's an emergency, and they ask me, Shailen Hilchus Arbaminim. Believe me, I got those.
What a job you have.
But this person is a serious person, so I guess it's tonight, the Sheva Brachos, I guess. Or maybe even the Chasana, he wants to go. She says she's paying for it, it must be a Sheva Brachos. Anyway, I answered him, but okay. So we're getting back to here. So it's a din in the Sufik. So that's why by three Sfakis, So that was also learning, by the way. We just learned another halacha. Right, that the Marin Leiv says that ein holchem, that you don't follow Sfek Sfeika by the Hotzi moment, but if there's three Sfeikas, you do. And in the Shmaitza Aleph, he explained it with the Sfor of the Shach, that the Cheskas moment also creates that one of the Sfeikas is like Gufo Shel Isser, it's Machria, one of the Sfeikas, right? But if you have two Sfeikas afterwards, so then, very good, you might create one of the Sfeikas, but you throw the Sfeik Sfeika, so that will help you in the Hoitzi moment. That's what the Marin Leiv says. Okay, so the Marin Leiv also holds it as far of the Shach, that when you have three Sfeikas, you can do things that you can't do with two Sfeikas, even against different types of Chazaka. Okay, so what? B'chiv in the Mahani Sfeik Sfeika, Basa Sofik HaRishon, Afilu B'cheskas Isser. So you have this for like you use up the chazaka, it's used to be machria one sofek. If kain hu adin hecha deleka ala trace fake becheskas iser. If kain sofek harishon have like a gufeshel iser. Sofek hasheni mash velodo sveka. Bein a chazaka machriyosa levadai kibadika shnei svekas lehetera. So the Shmaitzer says, wait a second. But you're still left with a Sofik, you're not left with a Vada. If the Svara is true, that the Chazaka is Machria Sofik number one, and you would be left with a Svek Svek and a Bimatir, so if you don't have three Svekas, you only have two, so when you're saying that a Svek Sveka is not Matir, they'll not help against the Chazaka, but really it does help against the Chazaka to a degree. To what degree? That you're not left with a Vaday anymore, you're left with a Sofik. So Sofik Yisur L'chumra. But still, the Chazaka used up its power. Same thing, it's Machria one Sofik. That's why Sfek Sveka doesn't help against the Chazaka. That's what the Shmaitz is being Mechadesh. According to that Shach, with the three Svekas, he says, when you have two Sfeikas, realize that you have you shifted from Vaday to Sofek, because the Chazaka is on one Sofek, being Machriya one Sofek, and I have a Sofek, and that the Chazaka doesn't, is not Poishim, is not Machriya. Okay. Ubereish nida muchach, Tehecha deleka tarte lereyosa, Vaday aminan ukeach eskosei, Vahashtahu di Yisra. It's only because of Tarte L'Reyusa that we say it's Kivadai Osir, right? Kidermina Benida, Daya Shaita, Mishum Chazaka, Fahashtahu Durasa, because there's no Tarte L'Reyusa. Elohecha, the Ika Tarte L'Reyusa, Kimo B'mikvah, Shanimdad, Dika Cheskos Tome, Ve'echosa L'Fanecha, Pazeo Davale Tarte L'Reyusa, Bavale Kivadai L'Shitus Toysus L'Horashba. Okay, the MK Mizeh Hashochet Shenotul Kabbalah. The Yispei Chazaka, like the Mikvah with the Cheska Shale, he has a Chazaka. V'roy Loima Boy Hashnu D'Shochach. Chmo Shomru Benido Daya Shaita. V'chimen Diko Svek Sveika. Right, this is the primary terrace of the Agunda. There is a Svek Sveika. Maybe he forgot before, and even if he, maybe he forgot afterwards, after he shechted, and even if he forgot before, maybe he shechted properly anyway. He's explaining, again, you have here two elements. You have Tartel Reyosa, that's the Tazis Kasha, but you have a Svek Sveka. So he wants to explain. He wants to answer the Taz's Kasha. Why would Svek Sveka help the Mokum Tartel Reyosa? So his first territory was Tartel Reyosa as a Sofek. His present territory is the Tartel Reyosa as a Vaday, even if it's a Vaday, can still help Svek Sveka. Why? So now why? Think. Tartel Reyosa makes a Vaday. But it makes a Vaday, its power is also, it's used up. Right. The Chivnik is Svek Sveka Negat Cheskos Isser de Behema. The title of the answer is made up of a Cheskos Isser and the Harechos Olefanecha. Cheskos Tomei and Harechos Olefanecha. Vim Tim Zaloyma Lo Yod Hashem Shaper Shochat. That's your Svek Sveka. Vim Kei Nehidu Zeh Asafik. Vim Tim Zaloyma Lo Yod Hashem Shaper Shochat Lav Sofeku. We'll see tomorrow night. There's no time now to explain. He's using the Cheskos Isser Lagabe, the second Sofek, because that's what it's relevant to. The Cheskos Isser of the Behema doesn't really address if he knows Hilchos Shechita or not. So he's applying the Cheskos Isser of the Behema, the Cheskos Sheino Zvucha, to push us in the direction, so to speak, that the Shechita was not done properly.
But are you allowed to?
Let me, he's going to talk about that. So, well, that's how he's explaining it now. His main teretz is that the Svek Sveka is going to help because you're left with a Sofek, and then you have the Chazaka of the Kabbalah saying he knows his stuff. That's how he's setting it up. With the Yesod of the Shach by the three Svekas and the Marin Lev that says of my moment, he's doing the same thing. He's saying that even if Tarte L'Reyosa is Vaday, but that takes care of one of the two Sveikas. And now you're left with another Sufik, so you have the Chazaka. So he's setting it up. We're going to have to take it from here tomorrow. He's setting it up that the Cheska Sheino Zvuchay, this is how he's setting it up. We'll see why tomorrow. He's setting it up that the Chazaka Zeino Zvucha is addressing, really, the Sufik. It's not totally in this. His His Torah is not totally in this. I'm just explaining, like, why he jumps to the second suffix. Because he holds that the Cheskes Einu Zvucha is addressing, maybe he shechted properly anyway. So that's the, what?
Even without knowing what he's doing.
So the Einu Zvucha mitigates and says, no, it's Einu Zvucha. B'makom Sofek, you can't make an assumption, you have a Cheskes Isser. But, and so you're left with the other, but you're left with the other Sofek. That's what he's extrapolating from the Shach. That you're going to be left with the other Sofek. When did he forget? When did he forget El Cheshchita? So for that, the Chazok of the Kabbalah helps. It does come first. Well, the truth is, the Svek Sveka has to be Mishapech. And you could say the Svek Sveka the other way. That's what Mishapech means. What's it called? Like in mathematics, you can read it both ways. You could say, maybe he shechted properly without knowing the Cheshchita. And even if you'll say that he
shechted properly.
Well, I guess you can't say that. You can't write it. Maybe he shechted properly without knowing Hilchos Shechita. No, maybe he knows. Yeah, I guess it's not Mesapech.
Maybe he studied without a Kabbalah.
No.
Maybe he knows Hilchos Shechita, but even if he doesn't, maybe he just happens to be right.
Yeah, that's the right way of
saying
it.
Say it that way.
Okay, let's say it that way, but the Shmaita just holds that the Chazaka, the Cheskes Isser of the animal, doesn't directly address the question of maybe he knows Hilchos Shechita. So he uses it for the other Sofek. What?
In order for the whole thing to work, he needs to solve the first Sofek and we're left with the second Sofek.
No, but he uses it. The Cheskes Isser is, so to speak, spent with the second Sofek. You know, we don't have to go into this now. We'll go into it tomorrow. The Cheskes Isser is spent on one Sofek, and the other Sofek has the Chazaka of the Kabbalah. That's the terrace.
Is it realistic that someone should check without check?